Arlington Community High School. I'm here to make a change. I remember when I was young, I almost always enjoyed going to school. Now, the first thought that goes through my mind once when I step into the school is, are we next? What would be the next target? I mean, a shooting or a major act of violence happens every week. Just not everyone knows about the shooting because it is not 17 or more people, children and law enforcement, that have died, such as Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Nicholas Cruz, a former student of Douglas High, brutally slaughtered 17 people on February 14, 2018. He is known in the school for conflicts with teachers and students. He had also posted numerous photos of the weaponry he and his family owns. How could the teachers not do anything about it? They could have at least referred him to a mental health facility or to the counselors. I'm not aware if he got any mental health, like, counseling at all at the school. That was never released, but something could have at least, I don't know, gotten done. Emma Gonzalez, a survivor of the mass shooting, stated, "It is time for victims to be changed. It's time for victims to be the change we need to see. But what if we were the change without being the victims?" The fact that there is a lack of mental health facilities in the United States is quite perturbing. 1 in 5 adults in America have a mental health issue. That's 40 million people with mental health issues in America. Youth mental health is worsening. The rate has gone up from 3% from 2011 to 2014. We still haven't done much about it either. Even with severe depression, 80% of youth are left with no or insufficient treatment. 56% of American adults with a mental illness did not receive treatment. Even in Vermont, the state with the best access, 43% of adults with a mental illness did not receive treatment. This is an issue, and this needs to be fixed. Tuesday, February 27th at around 8 p.m., parents, teachers, and students were notified that a message had been written on the bathroom mirror in the Aldo Leopold's middle school bathroom. This message was referring to a school threat of some sort the next day. This kind of stuff is not a joke. How dare anyone make that kind of reference? What sick monster would want to kill innocent people, take lives for fun, and waste your life away? No matter if they were originally being serious or not, this kind of stuff needs to end. We need to find ways to prevent it and protect us in case of an intruder. To all the adults out there who have children, would you want to get a call telling you a shooting had happened at your child's school? How would you feel if you could never see your child again? You take the risk every day by sending your children to school. If and when it does happen, you will never understand what we were to go through. The Burlington School District gets donations for numerous things, such as for the sport department, music department, etc. What if we were to take donations in from the public to raise money to bring security systems, like the one at Southwestern High School in Indiana, or tools to the schools to help protect us in this situation? The brand Barricade and Barracuda could be bought or even built by metal/trade classes. They are different brands who produce lockdown devices of different sorts. If we could find donors to help raise money and help purchase these devices, it would help us in case of a situation like Douglas High. The acronym ALICE, Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. I honestly don't remember the last time the students had gotten an ALICE drill. We have gone on lockdowns, but all that is teaching us to sit still and be afraid. We need actual thorough training on what to do if someone were to try to get into our room, even when it's locked. How to exit during the shooting, heck, even how to hide if you're locked out in your own room. I'm plenty aware that the staff at the school get ALICE training, and every room is equipped with a packet stating what to do and what event. We lack on drills such as firestorm and especially intruder drills. At the high school, we have only had 1 or 2 fire drills this school year, 2 storm drills and 1 intruder drill that I recall of. You heard that right. We only had 1 intruder drill. That drill was just a lock-in, us just sitting still in fear. How come we haven't had an ALICE drill? How come we've never had it shown to us? Why not have a week just like Red Ribbon Week and have an ALICE training week? Let's together do it for maybe 2 or 4 times a year. This form of training is such more useful than just telling us we're on lockdown and simply locking the doors. What if the teachers weren't told that this is a lockdown, actually meant that an intruder was in the building? We could all be in class sitting in our desks with someone that wants to harm, walking the halls while we're on lockdown. I want to be able to come to school knowing that I'm safe and everything is going to be all right. If everyone says we're the future, then why don't you be the change? I would like now to speak for 2 students who who were not able to come today or couldn't find the courage to speak for themselves. Female 16, sophomore from BHS. Hi, I'm Brianna Garcia. I am 16 and a sophomore at BHS, and I want my voice to be heard. No, I am not present. Imagine sitting in school, you're working on a paper about what were some pros and cons about gun laws, and all of a sudden, an associate comes on the intercom and says, please follow lockdown procedures. There has been shots fired. What are you going to do? You're obviously going to freak out and panic because you weren't taught lockdown procedures. You're saying to yourself, this is my last day. You text your parents, your last, I love you, and thank you for what you've done for me. Well, sadly, that's what 17 students at Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida did. They texted their parents, they said their last, I love you. Their parents thought that they were safe, but in reality, they weren't. If the school would have listened to all the warnings they had about Nicholas Cruz, this probably wouldn't have happened. Parents, teachers, and students are wondering, how did he get a gun? Why did he have one in the first place? And why didn't the police and or school warn them? I want to go back to December 14th, 2012. What happened? You're probably going to say, oh, it's just a normal day. Well, for Sandy Hook Elementary School, it wasn't. On that day, 26 students and school teachers lost their lives to a shooting. The shooter had a history of mental health issues, unlike Cruz. They were not warned about the shooter. I am personally terrified to come to school and also send my brothers to school. Thoughts just keep popping in my head. Are we next? Are we ready for this type of stuff? When was the last time we had an Alice drill? The Alice drill needs to come back. I believe we should have drills 48 times a school year. We should also try and have drill during lunch or passing at the high school because you never know when this kind of stuff is going to happen. This is something that the high school should work on. I only know one teacher that has a plan on what she would do if an intruder would come in and be near her room. Do teachers have plans? Do they know what to do? Will they be ready? We need a change on gun control laws. We as a community need to work together to ensure our safety. We should be able to go out in public and not worry if we're going to be shot. We will be the change. No parent needs to go through what parents have that lost their children over gun violence. Prayers for Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, who have been strong and have gone back to school. I have also interviewed a 16-year-old BHS student to see her point of view. What is your first thought that goes through your mind when you walk into school? She said, I instantly get anxious and I don't feel safe. I don't think anyone does, to be honest. Do you remember the last time we had Alice training? The last time I remember was the first semester of sixth grade. She is now a sophomore. Do you ever fear for your sister's safety? Yes, I fear that I will never be able to see her again if something like this would happen. What would you do if our school has an intruder? I would have a panic attack and hide in a closet because it would be hard to find me. It's instinct because I have no other plan. Would you feel safer if we had tools to stop intruders from getting into the room? Yes, because it would buy us some time to get out of there. How would you feel if you lost your best friend from the situation? I would feel guilty and that I could have done something to save them, knowing that someone shot my best friend without even knowing them personally and how good of a person they are. I fear that my last words to them wouldn't be the words I'd want to say to someone who's dying. How would you think your mother would feel about a school shooting at BHS? I would imagine she would never send me to public school anymore. She would homeschool me like how I've been wanting. I've been wanting to be homeschooled because of my fear of this happening. I doubt she will want to send me to some place where many teachers, students, and especially my friends were brutally murdered and that I could have been one of them. I hope this makes you guys realize how one student feels and how many others do.